Good day to you. I'm Paige Estrotori, bringing you up-to-date news from Financial Services Online. Let's journey through some of the critical headlines shaping Australian finance and industry this Tuesday, April 23, 2024. Starting us off, we look at Australia's inflation projections. The country is bracing for a critical CPI update, poised to shape the Reserve Bank of Australia's monetary policy. Recent data tell us that annual inflation eased down to 4.1%, a record quarterly low since early 2021. There's been no rate shift since November, but a cautious trend of policy adjustment is anticipated, with mid-year inflation predictably slowing to around 3.3%. Banking economists are foreseeing a modest rise between 0.7% and 0.8% in March's CPI. Various complex economic indicators and global circumstances are molding the Australian financial panorama, so let's watch this space closely. Shifting gears, we delve into the realm of retirement savings. An intriguing study by Colonial First State has found that Australians' retirement goals are overshooting the official guidelines. The report suggests a retirement fund of around $690,000 for couples and $590,000 for singles. However, Australians are aspiring for a substantial nest egg, reaching up to even $2 million to secure a stable retirement and perhaps pass on some legacy. Kelly Power from CFS Superannuation believes that personalized retirement strategies are more beneficial than one-size-fits-all solutions. On the topic of insurance, we spotlight a case where a traveler's insurance claim was rejected due to an exclusion for natural disasters. The traveler, insured with Mitsui Sumitomo, had to cut short a Hawaiian holiday due to wildfires, leading to evacuation and incurred costs. It's a vital reminder to ensure your insurance covers all potential risks. The Australian Financial Complaints Authority upheld the insurer's standpoint, which underscores the crucial fact: make sure you thoroughly review the fine print and understand your policy terms. Lastly, we turn to the realm of sustainable investment and superannuation. UniSuper, an Australian pension behemoth, is committing an impressive $600 million to Macquarie Group's environmentally friendly fund. This significant investment marks an evident shift towards renewable energy projects, setting UniSuper at the forefront of institutional investors. An undeniably big step on the superannuation scene that reiterates the industry-wide trend towards climate change mitigation. That wraps up our financial services bulletin for today. Be sure to visit us online at financialservicesonline.com.au for insights on insurance, finance, management, and a wealth of other essential money matters. Stay sustainable, stay insured, and stay financially savvy. This was Paige Estrotori, signing off.